The Steve Gruber Show. And yes, he does think he's smarter than his boss. Here's Steve.
Let me tell you how it will be.
Yeah, well, don't tell her that. Thanks, Bob. Thanks a lot. 33 after on this Thursday. Good to have you here. Coming up on the program, William Wagner will be here to discuss the U.S. exit from the U.N. Human Rights Commission, and Dr. Herb Lunden will be here to talk about what's going on with Peter Stroke and so much more. Plus, Congressman Tim Walberg will join us because it's Thursday. But before we get there, you know, we talk a lot about jobs here on the program. We talk about opportunities, the fact that the economy is booming, unemployment 3.8%, but really more jobs than people right now. And there's a skills gap. There really is a skills gap because a lot of these jobs go unfilled because, well, we don't have people that have the prerequisite skills to go ahead and take the job. Joining me, Peter Murphy, Director of Policy at hashtag EdTaxCredit50 and Vice President for Policy at the Invest in Education Foundation. Peter, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
So the USA Workforce Tax Credit Act, big long name, what is it?
It's a bill in Congress right now that would provide tax incentives, specifically tax credits, to individuals and companies that invest in workforce development programs and apprenticeship programs, along with the K-12 scholarship fund. So the purpose being that by giving this incentive to the private sector, we get more investment in developing people with better skills to take these jobs that are going unfilled, and you have specifically the companies that are going to invest in programs that are going to fit their needs specifically. So you get away from this, what often is a disconnect between these government spending programs, producing people with skills that may or may not fit what the private sector needs at the moment. This is a much more direct way of getting buy-in from the private sector and getting them invested in closing the skills gap.
You know, I think a lot of people in the private sector are desperate now to find ways to fill jobs. You hear it every place you go, that you have jobs available in construction is one that comes to mind, where you have people that are looking for just anybody with experience, whether they're carpenters or concrete finishers, whatever it may be, and they don't have the ability to find people with experience, so that's critical. Where did this bill originate? Who put it forth, and what kind of support is it getting?
So Congressman Lloyd Smucker from Pennsylvania is the chief sponsor. He introduced this bill a couple months ago. He has a business background. He started off as starting his own sheetrock business many years ago. He's become a major contractor. So he's got a very real-world experience bringing that to Congress. And, you know, and this was his way of, you know, addressing the issue, and there are other ways of doing it.
Well, he's right. You know, try to find a drywaller. Try to find a finish carpenter today. Try to find somebody to put concrete in your driveway. I mean, you can get it done, but the prices are high, and it takes a long time in many places if you can get it done at all because you can't find people. Try to find a good handyman today. I don't care where you live. You know, just get something, and you can get it done, but the prices are going to be higher, and the chance of getting somebody there a lot tougher. Now, that's good for the guy that's coming because he's getting 25 or 30 or 35 bucks an hour, and good for him. But there's a lot of room in the marketplace for more people to join. I guess that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, this particular bill wouldn't replace any programs. It wouldn't supplant anything. It would simply be another way of generating more skills-ready people to fill these jobs right here in our country. And the beauty of it is when you get business to buy in, you know, businesses are going to invest in something that's going to bring a return to them. And so this added incentive is going to get them to step up more and play a much more direct role and partner with our community colleges and get labor unions more involved in developing these people. And it's a critical need. You know, I'm hearing it all the time, but I think Smucker's right here in just not just relying on the traditional, let's spend money on programs and, you know, get graduates, but in fact, let's let's bring a public-private partnership, if you will, into the mix.
So how do we get it there? How do we get it in front of the president? The president's obviously a very pro-business, pro-employee, pro-growth president. In fact, I would say that's one of his top two things, immigration and job growth. Those are the two things. Those are the two tenets of the Donald Trump administration. And beyond that, nothing else matters oftentimes. How do we get it to his desk? What's it going to take? Well, does it have bipartisan support?
We're working at getting building co-sponsorship. We're close to 30 right now. We've really just begun that process. So we're talking about this bill to the rank and file members. You said you're going to have Mr. Wahlberg on here. I don't think he's on there. I mean, it should be brought to his attention. But we're, you know, we've been talking to House leadership. So it's just something that we've got to do our job and keep pushing this. We've got over 250 organizations around the country that have signed on in support of this idea. And so we just keep those kind of those advocacy efforts going. Talking to your listeners is tremendous. The bill number is H.R. 5153. And we're just hoping to continue to build momentum on this because, you know, there's a lot to do between now and the end of session. And a lot of things are going to get crunched together. And I can't see Congress leaving town not addressing the skills gap and the need for higher skilled labor because it's such a vital need. And this bill would play a key role in accomplishing that.
You know, we didn't start encouraging every kid to go to college until the United States government got in the business of loaning money to kids to go to college. They let that sink in for a minute. You know, there used to be a lot more trade schools, a lot more apprenticeships and other ways to get into the workforce, to be successful, to have a good career. And the United States started pushing every kid to go to college about the time the United States government got involved with loaning money to kids to go to college. Just consider that for a moment. And that's for the listeners, not for you. But Peter, it is true. Cause and effect. We need to get back to not every kid needs to go to college. Not every kid learns the same way. Not every kid goes out and works the same way and has a career the same way. We need to get dirty again.
Steve are mechanically inclined and
exactly.
Should nurture those skills. I mean, a lot of this, you know, people, there's something innate about a lot of these skill sets that you can really develop, and they're wasting their time in college building up debt and really not where their calling is, if you will.
Well, there's truth in what you said there, no question, Peter, and we've basically set it up so that we make people believe that if you don't go to college, well, you're just kind of not up to snuff. You're a little inferior because everybody's going to college, and if you don't go, what are you, not smart enough? You don't work hard enough? Totally different thing. I know a few people that didn't go to college and built themselves nice businesses today that are doing very, very well and doing far better, by the way, than those that did go to college. Peter, I'll give you the last
word. These are middle-class jobs we're talking about. And, you know, I've certainly had plenty of exposure to them, including my own family. And it's a very prosperous way to lead one's life. And so we've got to encourage more of it. I think this bill will help do that. And, you know, hopefully we can achieve some success this year.
All right. H.R. 5153. Peter Murphy, good conversation. Thank you for being here, and you're doing the right thing. Thank you. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947, locally owned and operated. Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com and tell them Steve sent you. It's the Steve Gruber Show.